point Parshas Shlach. Send forth Anoshim, and they should Yesuru as Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Kanan, Asher Noisim Dei Yisrael. Yishe'echol, Yishe'echol, Amat Ha'avoyso, Kol Nosiv Ha'am. We have to understand the Lashon Shlach Lecho, with the emphasis of the Torah Shlach Lecho. Rashi already says, L'taitcho, Ani Yeni Mitzav Lecho, Tzirtze Shlach. If you want, send. First Lecho. This is what Rashi shot. I want to understand it a little bit, another oifin. What happened to the Rav on those times? It's Lechoyra, it's a very shver parasha. We find these were Kulam Anoshim. Rashi tells us they were great men. Men of stature, leaders of their generation, men who were looked up to as great leaders. And because of them, and because of what happened to them, because of what they did, the suffering that came about, Rabbi Yisrael. The Umman, 40 years, staying in the Midbar, all the Churbanos, everything that happened, Klaus would have went into Eretz Yisrael right away. We'd be Mashiach Tzai today. And today, because of the Chaykam Ragim, Lamaisa, we've lost so much. What happened to them? But what's even more strange about this? Is that they came to this land, they came to this Mokoyim, to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should shlach lecho. Ani oy melechem, Rashi says, Amani amai melechem shi toivo. This land is good. Kodesh Baruch says it's good. Kodesh Baruch who says it's good. And yet, they come and they see a land. And they come back from that land. And all they see is bad. But you see, you diba asaraj, you tore oysa oysa, but they say, lemo. The land swallows up the people. You can't exist there. As the Sfarim says, even though the people living are very strong people, that's because only the powerful ones are able to live there. And many people died there. As they came to the land, they saw everyday funerals. The Levaya, every day they were carrying out funerals over there. So they said to the land, Ochasu Sai. and we saw these big people. They talk derogatory against the land. And it's not Shaykh, we can fight such great, valiant people, strong people. Everybody cries, everybody goes into a frenzy, they get ecstatic. What's going to be? Why should we come to a land we're going to fall b'cheret? Yeshua ben Nun Mekorev ben Yefune, two great people stood up. The land is very great. The man is special. As the Rabban writes, that's kufa lahachish adiba. Leimar she'ein ochel shoshve. Ki avetoy bi eretz zolat chol v'demach. It's a great land. It's flowing with milk and honey. That's why it says Be'oid Ma'oid says the Arachayim also, maybe Yishuvah, the fruits are great, they might be very large, but everything's good in Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, Kilachmeinuhem, Sar Salam Kilachmeinuhem, they're our bread, they're nothing, we'll trample them. Two people come to the same place and see direct opposites. What's going on over here, boys? Were they lying? People were dying. Rashi says they were dying. Were they lying that the people were great? Were they lying about how it looks? Doesn't see they were lying. They were telling the truth. They didn't lie. So what's going on? How is a child that two people look at something and see direct opposites? How is it possible? Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Yoshua at the beginning of the parasha. Vayikra Moshe Lahoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. He calls him by the name of Yehoshua. Why is Zokrashi Spalalala? And the Archaim HaKodesh adds that he was a Spalalala with a Shina Hashem. Everybody knows to battle for someone with a Shina Hashem is a very serious situation. Rahman al we shouldn't have to go through it. There are situations where a person davens with a Shina Hashem to change the name. And the reason for that is there's a gzera on one name, so we don't want Chas v'Shalom the gzera on that name. So Be'ez Hashem, he has a new name now. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal on Yoshua with a Shinu Hashem. Ka Yoshiacha me'atas l'rach. Hashem should save you from the atas l'rach. That was the whole tefillah mashma. What's munach in that tefillah of Ben Zayi? Ko Yoshiach on that tzatz l'rach. Why the need of the Shina Hashem, as the Rechaim says, he has the kasha. Yochel is power below Shina Hashem. So he said he wanted to give him a koyach, turch the name of Yud, the Yud of the Rechaim HaKadosh, to go connected to Yud Meraglim, also to take the schus of all the Meraglim, so he gave the Shina Hashem for an extra koyach, go connect to the Rav. We find Kalev also came to Eretz Yisrael, and he did a different oifen of Ishtadus, how to be saved. He went and he was Nishtatek. He threw himself down on the Kivrei HaAvos. He went to Maraz HaMachpelah. He took a trip down to Maris and Achpela in Mishtat Teach, Bitvila Atzuma, that Hashem should save him for the Atas of that. What's going on over here at Boisai? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu davening dafka for Yehoshua? What's colors in your dafka? To the Lord of the Kivrei Ha'avos is to daven. Luzev and Negev, they went up. And Kolev davens by the Kivrei Ha'avos. ויובוי את חברון כל הלבל הולך שום ונשתת על כיבי אובו שלא יהיה ניסה יש לחבר על יויס פעצו שום he shouldn't be drawn in שנאמר he gets the easy gain that land וחברון שבע שונה נבנסו the Pasuk says with 7 years build if they turn the trial Shat that it was nearer to me Rabbi Yisai. Nearer a big Yisoid over here Rabbi Yisai. What's the Pshat? They didn't see good. The stifle of Amos is bitter as parents is a murdering effect over here. It says, Eretz Oichel Shoshverhi. They tie that the land is a land of burial. It eats up its the people that the inhabitants, the people that stay there. What's the pshat? They saw such a thing. Everybody was seeing it. Why did they come to the wrong maskana? The Gemara says in Soita, Mamed Hey, Torah Shrova, Oma HaKadosh Baruch, Ani Chashavti L'Toiva, Deim Chashvu L'Ra, Ani Chashav L'Toiva, Dekol Hechad Demotu Avi Meis, Chashiva Deduk Yezlin Denitru V'Loish L'Sholu Abasrayu, Kadosh Baruch made you see us that way. If you were dying, left and right. Why? So they should be preoccupied with Levias. And they should notice. So the Gemara says that they should notice. Klal Yisrael, Miraglim, about the place. The Vaharaya, two Miraglim came in the time of Yehoshua. Right away everybody knew about it. And now there were 12 Miraglim. No one knew about it. We don't find they knew that the Miraglim were there. Why? They were busy with Levites. Hashem made it that way. Why? They should be preoccupied. They shouldn't notice Klal Yisrael. So to Gemara and Sotita. V'heim choshvu l'ra sh'nemar o'eres yochel ha'shoshven. They saw it l'ra. What's the pshat of Yisrael? They took the chesed, and Hashem was showing them a murdering chesed. And they looked at it, and they took it and made it to a raw. The terror came to a boy and said, I want to tie them. That the reason they saw Eretz Yisrael in such a way, is they saw Eretz Yisrael without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shlach lecha anoshim, ani omer shel tov. If you want to see it for yourself, the kavod of shlavach was a deep kavod of you was saying that you're going to see it without the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're going to see that it's Israel without the Ribbono Shel Olam, without the siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I see it in that oifen. I look at Eretz Yisrael especially in the oifen of teva, of nature. I see it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see it without siyata d'shmaya. So I will not be zoicha to see the truth. hear good what we just said, Rabbi. If I see or I act in this world without Siyat Dishmaya, without a Kodesh Bo, take a Kodesh Bo into the picture, bring a Kodesh Bo into my life, I'm not going to see the actual truth. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu davened shtark to Yehoshua, because he knew they were going shlach v'chor. They were going with nature's eyes. They were going without the siyata d'shmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within them. So therefore he added ka Yoshiacha mi'atzas meraglim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud, stands for ka Yoshiacha. I believe that was the kavanah of the Shemi Hashem. Then it should have the Yud Kei. They have siyata d'shmaya of the Ibn Shalom's name, in his name, that he should go with Ibn Shalom. And his Rebbe was doing for him, davening for him, knowing that you need Siyat and Ishmael in such a matzav, because you're going with Daitcha. We're going without the Siyat and Ishmael, because Baruch Hu. We're going, as the Rashi said, I'm giving you a mokoim. The four, when someone goes without Siyat and Ishmael, it's true what they said now. Because without Siyata Dishmaya, we have no chance in conquering. Without Siyata Dishmaya, it's Taka Eretz Rechal Sheshva. Without the Ibn Shalayla with us, it's Taka unconquerable. But if we have the Ibn Shalom with us, if the Ibn Shalom is guiding our ways, if the Ibn Shalom is going to be with us, then Oloi Nala Yerashto Asaretz, then nothing can stop us. As Rashi brings in Oloi Nala Afilu Oimim Lanu, to go to Shemayim to fight. We're going to be successful, not Sliyah. Lefid Rav, we follow his words. If it's Shlach Mechor, if we go on our own accord, if we go with our own ways, if we go with our own decisions, if we live life with our own Hashkofas and our own ways, follow our own decisions without looking for the guidance of the Torah, looking for the Shmos Yad Nishmaya, you're never going to be successful. But if we go with Siyat Nishmaya, if we go with the Rebbeinu Shalom, we take a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us, then we could be successful in every step of the way, in anything that we do in life. But nothing in this world is beyond the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. So it's just a matter of taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you, or going on your own. Going on your own. Living life with your own decisions. Going in your own way. Without Siyat Nishmai. So there's no stira, Rabbi says, Gavaldik. When we ask, how is it possible two things to see the same and come to a different conclusions, it's partial. They're both saying the truth. The difference is that the Meraglim went without Siyat and Ishmaya. They went to look at the land, Shlach Lechor, on their own, without a Kodesh Baruch. Yeshua and Kolev, who had the extra Koyach of Kol Yoshiacha, Kolev went to Da'amah by the Kivrei Ha'avos. What was he saying? He was nishtati. He threw himself over the kever of the Ovos. The Ovos are the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, we know. They were the ones who brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to Olam HaZeh, to this world. They lived their constant lives with Ibn Yoylam. What Kohen was doing when he was nishtati on the kever there was to gain the strength of the Kedusha and the Kohen of the Ovos. In this factor that they're the Merkava of the Shekhinah. They are the chariot. They are the ones who proclaimed the Bura HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world, and they lived their lives in every way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, and they were Zohar Tanisim, the Allah Tevah. Avram went through the Ten Nisyonis, and we Zohar Tanisim out of this world. Why? Because he went with the Baruch Hu, he went with the Fizbarah. He went according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated. Not what I dictate, not what I want.
what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants.
But Moshe Rabbeinu realized that I can't daven to those Barabbas. As the Zohar tells us that they had the negiah of Gaiva, of they're going to leave their Nesius, if they leave, as the Zohar says. Somebody who has an atiyah of Gaiva is the Salah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't be Zohar to see Adam Tishmaya. But he was hoping and davening that Yeshua would come through. Yeshua didn't have that necessary Gaiva. Yeshua forget, didn't want to go on for a different reason, Chazal said. But that wasn't the taiva. Dear Ushad, we shoichen the brach of Kol Yoshiach on the Atzis Meranim that you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with you. But the Nekuda is what I said here. A very, very big Nekuda. Because what the Ragnar said was 100% true. It's Erzuchel Sheshvecha. It's taka land that's difficult to be successful in. It's a land that might swallow you up. That's right. If you don't live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this land, you'll be swallowed up. It's a land that's unconquerable with such giants. 100% true. If you go without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's Shlach Lecha. But if you go without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's Kol Yoshiach, then Olay Nale, then you can be successful. Moitzi Shabbos Aboisai. Is a tefillah to make. It's a gevaldik tefillah. The Shabru brings down a person should say it. Yvoin ha'ilamit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a good week. And there's about a lot of us shareis over there that we daven for. He asked the Ram Gadol, what's the most important share over there? The more important share, tshuva, share Torah. He said, he heard over the Ram Gadol. One very, very chashuv shar over there, they're all chashuv, every single one of the shar is siyat of the shmaya. Bein samach dalit! Everybody writes it at the top of that thing. That used to be, it became extinct. Now we have a picture of some character at the top of the page. Or maybe it's a picture of your Rebbe, I'm not sure what you were able to doodle during Shia. But at the top of the corner of the daf, we used to write a thing called Besad. Nothing to do with the Mosad or Mosad. Besad. Besiyat is the Shmai. Because a person has to know Rabbi Yisrael in every step of the way in his life. If you want to be Matzliach, to understand the Shir. If you want to be Matzliach, in Yavoyim, you want to be rich one day. You want to make Panosa. It's all Siyata min Shmai, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to remember your Gemara. You want to be Matzliach L'chaim. You need Siyata D'Shmaya. You need the Yivarishim in your way. Do you think for one second if you go connected his Ratzon you'll be Matzliach? Kenishai. Kenishai. There's a famous story on my side. In 1929, we're talking about Chevron. In 1929, here in Eretz Yisrael, there was a massacre in Nebuch in Yeshivas Chevron. And it was a very, very terrible tragedy. The Bachur and Bachur were killed by rioting Arabs. And in east side of New York, it was a very, very holy Jew named Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, who was at that time hosting in his house a very, very holy Jew, Rabbi Ochber Leibowitz, the Bir Shmuel. And they were singing Zmirois that Friday night, and one of the bulbs went out, and they said, well, who knows what it is. And after Shabbos came the idea that there was the massacre. And Baruch Be had a son over there. And the mother of Baruch Kaplan, whose wife was one of the famous teachers and stars of the Beis Yaakov movement in America, he was also a very, very chashuv yira, Baruch Kaplan. he had been sent by all for the boss of Yaakov Yosef Erman to learn in Chevron with his son and Nachum David, Yaakov was already old, but he had come back already. And his mother came in with a paper which had written on the table the names of the people that were murdered in the 1929 massacre. And in that name, his name was Chaim, was Baruch Kaplan, was written as one of the people that were killed. She came screaming to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Erman. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef said, "It's a mistake. It's a mistake. He's not dead." I said, "What do you mean? The paper is written the list of 40 guys. You can't argue with the New York Post." So he said, he sent him on a boat from Sirius Nefesh to Hebron, it was obeyed those times. The shame 100% Lashem Shemayim, 100, no other team, 100%. Kenneth Zion, that something happened to him. Taka. Later on that day, she got a telegram from her son, he's alive, everything's okay. A person goes with the way of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, 100% L'Shem Shemayim, no nitiyas of Gash or Atzmi, not for his own rotzen. He goes, as Rashi says, Oloi Na'ala, we're going to succeed, even that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to go to Shemayim, we're going to succeed to go to Shemayim! The feet dwarfs of Rashi, he's so material within the Shmuz. If we follow in the verse, those words will be Matsriya to go to the moon with ladders, shoots and ladders, we're going to make it to the moon. Why? Because you follow the Bereshim's ways, you follow his dictator, you follow his Mahalach, you circle to Siyat and Ishmael, you circle to tremendous help, divine assistance, if I say. According to Art Scroll's last translation. And if you don't go, if we don't follow in the ways, if we don't look to do the right things, if we have our own agendas, why you want to do things? Service Shal Daba, don't find too much Hatzlach in that. Because we're lacking Siyat and Shemayim. You cannot be successful beating the Yetzer Hara without the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Amol HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Oizu Yev Shalom, we can't be successful when you tiyah to the Shema'at, to fight against the Ara. We'll try every which way. I'll put on 17,000 blindfolds. I won't be successful. The guard of your eyes. Ooh, it slipped off. Get some scotch tape next time. You try this and you try that. Without the Baruch Shalom Siyat Nishmai, we're not successful, Boisat. The person wants to be successful in his learning. He wants to be successful in his Ruchnius. I've tried so many ways, Rebbe. It's just not going for me. Maybe you're lacking basic ingredient called Siyat Nishmai. We have to find out why you're lacking. But if you don't have it on my side, you can stand on your head till tomorrow. And maybe till the end of the year, maybe for the next 30 years, it's not going to happen. And you could do everything in your power. Oh, I did everything. I tried this and I tried that. And he's still not matzliach. Because he has no siyat d'shmaya. And you see, guys, who are climbing, who are flying, who are mamish flying in the air, mamish unbelievable, they're shooting out the outer space, there's so much liach. Oh, he's just matzliach, that's his nature, he's a matzliach like a guy, Shlomo matzliach we call him, shtusim, there's no atzlocha that happened in this world on Siyat Nishmai. And there's no end of how far you can go with us. A person suffers in this generation, we suffer from LSE,
Low self-esteem. That's what we take. Some people take LSD. It's very close. The LSD is for the LSE. But it's one. But the basic ingredient is because he feels he's not going anywhere. And what he's missing is the Siyata Dishmaya. Because without Siyata Dishmaya Taka, what are we? And that can be Pshat, I just thought also, that they said that we were in their eyes. It says, we saw these giants, these massive men. And we were in our eyes like grasshoppers. You were in their eyes. What maybe Beinenu in our eyes? The territories, they saw themselves like grasshoppers. That's right. Little small grasshoppers with wings coming out. Why they see themselves like grasshoppers? Because they had removed the aversion from their lives. And taka, we don't have the aversion, we're taka like grasshoppers. Chacham is a grasshopper, a locust. That's the Metzias on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were talking MS! Because there we are, Hashem in our lives! We can't have Hatzlach. And it's such a powerful word of Boisah. Because people tend to give up when they see they're not being Matzliach. They go through life, oh, I'm just one that doesn't have Hatzlacha. They go through lives giving up on their being miyayish on their everything in life, on their learning, on their steiging. They give up, and they feel that they're doomed to be a loser. They nicknamed me from first grade Sam the Loser. Whatever I did in my life, I never had a struggle with. And it's just because he's missing Siyata Dishmaya. It could be things could change very rapidly. With one small thing, he's blessed with Siyata Dishmaya. He davens for it. He begs a Kodesh Baruch Hu for it. He gets a bracha from a gogol maybe. But he has now in him the power to everything, to conquer the world. Ki olay na'ala, we can be matzliach. We're not doomed. There's no one in this world that's doomed. Because he has that power to tap into the siyata d'shmaya that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends to us. And that's a koyach that you can be invincible, totally invincible, with that koyach that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends down. And if we don't have it, kutaka, kacha gavim. This is so important, Rabbi Yisrael, in the rest of our lives, to look and seek out ways of gaining Siyata Dishmaya. And the first and foremost is to follow the dictatorship, what the dictates of the Torah, because that's the ingredient. If you try to do it on your own, if we try to make it on our own, without the recipe of Torah, you're not going to be Matzliach. Not Chayich. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who blesses you with Hatzlacha. You think by going connected is Torah, you can have Hatzlacha. That's what we have to realize. Our greatest schus to be able to learn Torah and follow the Torah and go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that way we can meet up with Siyata Dishmaya. Ki Olay Na'ala. This is the main nekuda we have to take out for Parsha Shlach.
never give up hope. Never underestimate what you could accomplish if you have Siyat Dishmaya. Never underestimate we can get to if you're living with the Ibn Shalom in your lives. That's why it's Poshit. Command all the Kosh Tav. Al Kosh does all for good. They would see people dying all over. So Kosh Baruch Hu doing it. That they would have looked to try to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The stifle rights. The Gemara Ksuba says if a person has many deaths after what, it doesn't bother him. It doesn't make a whole thing. And they saw people running around so agitated by the deaths. It must be it was uncommon. They didn't look at it that way. Because they weren't with the Ibn Shalom. They weren't going with Tziyad Nishmaya. And without Tziyad Nishmaya you could see it grow. You have two ways ahead of you in life, and you can see mamish, it's a pit in front of you. You see mamish, you're blinded. Because you don't see Yad Nishmaya. You can see it looks like a mamish, a person in front of it's a pole. You can see it looks like the greatest adventure in life. It's just going to be the greatest time in life. We're going Beinas Manim trip. My good friends planning it. We're going to Italia. We'll fly Air Italia to Italy. We're going to visit Hakka the Kever from Rashi. The problem is Rashi's not buried there. But my friend said he has all agendas. He has the agendas planned out for us to go to very, very nice Mekomot, beautiful places. It's going to be a great Bein HaZmanim trip. But he's going connected to Hashem. How does he come back? The ambulances are out. The Ruchni is the ambulance, meet him at the Ben Gurion airport to carry him to the medical hospital. The Ruchni is the hospitals. He was blown to smithereens. Bein HaZmanim. Now he's blown up. A short, innocent trip to Italy. And what does he remain with? His Yiddish guy, who knows where it is. What happened to his Yiddish guy? What happened to his life? How much he's changed in this past summer? Only because his good old friend called him on the phone and he has an inexpensive trip. But Rebbe, I don't even have to pay for it. He's paying for everything, including the hotel stays with the big 61-inch television that would have tried to turn off. I only look with a shinoi, one eye on the TV. It became two-eye television after a while. Not only two-eye, four-eye. Because the eyeballs got stuck to the eyeballs of the television. So it became four-balls television. And we spent 3 days just staying in a room watching television all day. We call at 4 in the morning, we call down to the desk to complain that the television went off. But it was an innocent trip for Bein HaZmanim. It was an innocent Shabbos. Is this what the Ibn Hashem wants from me? I'll have Siyat Nishmai on the trip. Is the right thing to do? I'll have Siyat Nishmai. I'm going to the wrong place, doing the wrong thing. People are planning out their summer. Summer vacation, everybody needs it. Mitzvah say the Raisa, Yesh Bekorech. You don't have a summer vacation, especially 2 months. America is a 2 month vacation. You take it any less. If you do 1 day less, I don't know, you might not be able to make it to the next year. You do 1 day less than 2 months. 8 weeks, Rabbi. I've been in yeshiva for 10 months. What do you want from me? I'm burning out. I'm so burnt out that burnt toast doesn't even look nearly what I look like now. I'm so burnt out that no fire extinguisher can put me out. I'm so burnt. So burnt. I'm burnt to a crisp. People are starting to call me Schwarzer. I'm so burnt. So I need my soul on vacation, 100% of myself. You need our breaks, you need your outlets, you need time off. But are you going to Yaakov Mishmaraka? Are you going to places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with you over there? Or are you going to places where, Baruch Shalom, I gave you 10 months. Now it's my 2 months. You had your 10 months, Eivishta. Now I'm going my 2 months. No Hatzlacha. No Siyat Mishmaraka. Oh, Rebbe, I have a new Hashkafa I learned over. I'm going out to the world now. I learned that Torah. Maybe it's good to maybe do something else with your life. I bumped into an old friend of mine who's, you know, doing university today. And he convinced me that maybe, you know, what I'm doing these days is not really, you know, I have to now go and do something with my life. And, he's a very, he looks very successful with his long hair and his sandals and the unshaven face. And he has a smell coming from his body. He hasn't showered in a few. But he knows how to live life, Baruch Hashem. He has everything worked out. What happened that you met up with him? What happened that you got convinced with him? Lost Siyat Mishmaya. Miraculous, the greatest rabbi of both sides. The greatest Rabbanim. Rabbanim didn't see him. Without Siyat Mishmaya, boom! Down, the Chazal say, Eimam Cherek, Loi Bar, Loi Bar, Loi Bar, Miraculous. I lost everything. On an innocent trip to Israel for the summer. It was time to summer vacation. They lost it all. Everything! I'm going to Egypt, Rabbi! Just for the summer vacation! I gotta see the pyramids! Come on, Muhammad! Let's get on those camels, camel racing! That's by day! And by night, there was other types of camel racing. In the Egypt, Cairo, downtown Cairo. What's it all about? Lost the Siyat Mishmaya. But you can get it back. That's what he's saying. Since it's toying Siyat Mishmaya, it's always trying to get it back. If we turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not something that's lost and forgotten. We have to realize, if it's moot, you're losing it. You're not going anywhere. You don't have the Siyat Mishmaya. Now, if you put your mind to it, you die with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do tshuva, and you come back, and you cry your eyeballs out. Because Baruch Hu should be matzah. The Yisrochot is Yad Mishmaya, and there's no stopping. Zoom ahead. You sometimes see two different bachurbos, they start the year the same. I'm just the same level. And one bachur at the end of his month is, wow, he's flying. He's so far ahead. He's moving in such a unbelievable direction. You know why? Because he gave up all the garbage. He said, he came to Eretz Yisrael this year, I'm getting rid of that stuff. I want to live with the Ibn Yishloim. I want to soar. I want to fly like an eagle. There's two ways to fly. You can fly with Yad Mishmaya, or why drink and drive? Well, you can fly. Another way. But then what does that lead to, Rabbi Yisrael? All these guys, you look at them. No Siyat Mishmaya. They take a look on themselves. Like grasshoppers. They're flying around, the grasshoppers. But they're grasshoppers. And those who took in their hands to get rid of all the stuff, they have to go with the stuff as much as possible. Get the outlets. Like, you can have the greatest outlet. You can go to Australia, do a seed program, everybody say. You should help out other people, you should go surfing and negotiating, you can do great things, everybody say. And it's Taka Gavaldik. Hashem Taka wants you to get it, take off the pressure. Avada, you have a great time. But do it with Siyat Mishmaya. Do it in the right way.
everything in this world, you can do it in the right way. There are ages how to do it in the right way. Find a Das Torah or find a Rebbe who can guide you. Do it the right way. Or you can do it the wrong way. And you can drop off your Siyat Bishmaya before you're leaving the airport. Drop it off. Because I gotta watch those movies on the way and the plane back. We gotta get in the movies. Moody's mood to the movies. You gotta get. In order to get prepared for Ben Azmanim, you have to, like, you know, there's a Achana for first Seder. You prepare Ian. You got a Achana for Ben Azmanim. What else can you prepare with? What else? You have to complain to the stewards. You saw these movies on the way coming. What kind of airplane is this? You could spend the whole day on the plane, the whole thing, all 14 hours straight up like that, not shutting an eyeball. Seeing every single bar. I think today they told me, Baruch Hashem, that I think they have enough movies to keep you going for at least 2 plane rides. That they could get yourself in the mood for Ben Azmanim. You get really in the mood, you see some good stuff. You know, it's been a while. It's hard to hide the iPod so well. It's hard to see it also, but the eyes, you know, it gets a little tiring. You know, I had a full screen in front, no problem. Just hope there's no rabbis in the plane and I have to get a little guilty. And put those headphones on and zoom away, zoom me in. Rabbi comes by, I quickly change to solitaire, you know. Well, there's another eighth if I want to be a frum guy on the plane. Do the neck mahalich, kilu stretching the neck. I tell the guy in front of me, just like turn it up a little bit, you know. Don't want anybody to think you're not a religious bacha, but you know, somehow your eyes seem to be over the seat. Another person's movie channel over there. You know, you ask them to change your sword already. Anyway, but Lamaise, getting back to the preparation of this now, we can go with putting the Siyat Neshmaya, leaving over here, going to the Nesher, to the airport, and everything's free. We can take a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us wherever we go to Boy Sayyid. Have the greatest Benazman. The greatest Benazman. Walk away feeling that I had my outlet. I did my thing. I made my money. But I got up to Shachas every day. I davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I brought Hashem into my life in the morning. I made a little Seder in the day. To keep a Kodesh Baruch Hu with me through the day, with Mincha and Ma'ariv. And I got out, I did my surfing, and I did my skiing, and I did my trip. I was with this Kodesh Baruch Hu. I could do the opposite extreme of what it's and all the things that we gained, all the Madrigas that she gained, that's the Chabah. The Nesim Lahai Madrigas. All the Madrigas that we gained through the year, the boy said, why did it have to keep being like that? We pulled ourselves up and down, and up and down. And then we talk a field, we're not going anywhere. Because we keep doing that. We go over the head, and now, boom, knock down. We have to keep going. With breaks. Without. With letting up. In a kosher way, Rabbi Yisai. We sricha to emesis, siyat d'shmaya. Kosh Baruch should bench us. With mole, unbelievable amounts of siyat d'shmaya, Rabbi Yisai. We should be serving to that Shari! Siyat Nishmaya. And that is Zircha. To the Atzlof Lord, that Rashi says, this is Tzlaki Oloi Na'ale. The Atzliach, the Dvorov. The unbelievable Atzlof Lord, to conquer the world! May so be it, that Kodesh Baruch should bench us. And we should Zircha to keep growing and become the greatest Nachas to our parents, to Klal Yisrael, to Goyri Oilom. Zircha to his Bracha. She also came in there.